morning, Nicole. How are you
good
doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well, thanks.
Now, if you didn't know, the Dictionary of Sydney exists as an app.
Yes, it does. It has like a walking tour app, and every now and again we add new tours on. And I know recently you had someone come on and talk about, Michaela talk about Convict Parramatta, which is the most recent app. But now we've launched the Sydney Harbour Islands app.
Which you kind of wrote.
Yes, yeah. So I'm really excited to bring it to you. And you say this sunny Wednesday, it's the perfect day to go out and have a look at the islands, actually.
Isn't it just?
Now that I think about it. But I was really kind of excited to work on the app because there's so many surprising things about the Harbour Islands that I just found out thanks to the many writers who contributed to the Dictionary of Sydney. So I drew on the information already in the dictionary and just kind of wrote about these islands. And there used to be, for example, did you know there used to be 14 Harbour Islands?
There's a lot of them.
But now there are 13. And that's because one of them was joined together to form Spectacle Island.
How do you join an island together?
Well, I suppose they kind of fill the land between, underneath the water between it. And so basically it becomes one and it resembled a pair of basically spectacles. So that's why it was called Spectacle Island.
Nice.
So things like that, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And actually another thing that I'm sure like listeners would be interested to hear that in 1904, scavenger boats retrieved a range of dead animals around Goat Island, which is a bit morbid. It sounds morbid.
Yeah.
But it was, I suppose, to clean up the waste around Goat Island.
Mm-hmm.
Including, and these are the stats, over 2,000 dogs, over 1,000 cats, 29 pigs, 9 goats, and a monkey.
So what was this kind of Noah's Island? Like, what was
it? Yeah, it's just, I suppose, over the many years of the settlement being in Sydney, that stuff just gets thrown in the harbour, including one monkey.
That's strange.
But I love how it was one monkey, just one.
The monkey was the king of
the monkey. Just this lone monkey, poor thing. Anyway, one of my favourite stops was actually Bennelong Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people might go, oh, what is Bennelong Island? Basically, you know, you have so many people, I suppose, going across Circular Quay and they're all kind of venturing towards that famous icon, the Sydney Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure fewer people kind of really think about what was there before the Opera House.
Yeah.
And it was actually a tidal island. So it was separated from the mainland.
Oh.
So it was just like a little outcrop, not very far off the mainland.
Mm.
And the local Gadigal people used the area, particularly Gadigal women, to find oysters.
Oh, right.
And so this is before British settlement. And then when the British arrived in 1788, convict women burned discarded oyster shells. So it's this kind of interesting synergy between what happened before the British arrived. So these convict women were burning these oyster shells to make lime for cement mortar to build Sydney.
Ah.
So it's just this really interesting way that it was used. The island only became known as Bennelong Island in the 1790s when Governor Arthur Phillip built a brick hut there for the Wongal man Bennelong. I'm sure everyone's heard of Bennelong.
Of course, yeah.
So that's why now, you know, it's called Bennelong Point. That's the reason, because there was Bennelong. I call it Bennelong's Place, which is kind of like nice. But that was really interesting kind of island to look at because you just don't think of it as an island because it's obviously joined to the mainland and now there's the Opera House. But there are also other, I suppose, even lesser known islands to have a look at. And one of them was Snapper Island, which I found fascinating.
Snapper Island.
So that's near the mouth of the Parramatta River.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's the smallest island in Sydney Harbour. But it was once nicknamed Flea, Rat or Mosquito Island. So people did not think highly of the island. It was like, that's just Flea Island, you know.
Mosquito
Island. Yeah. And so it was declared a public reserve in 1879, but people still in 1891, the Sydney Morning Herald described it as, and this is a quote, a small, rocky, barren islet whose only office is to supply standing room for seafowl, some place where they can meet and deliberate. I love how, like, because seabirds, there's obviously a lot of deliberating to be done
politics.
If you're a seabird. Yeah,
seabird politics.
But it wasn't until 1921 that the reputation of the island really changed and it became a training base for Navy cadets.
Mm.
Now, this is really interesting because at one point the island was reshaped, and this was in the 20th century, it was reshaped to resemble a ship's plan and layout. And so they actually used old bits and pieces from the HMAS Sydney, which was a famous ship in World War One, which sunk a German cruiser called SMS Emden. It's a famous incident during World War One for the Navy. And so they reshaped the island to resemble a ship.
Wow.
And now it's a heritage listed site. So it obviously came a long way from its mosquito / flea / rat island days. So that was a really fascinating one as well. But another one, I'm sure everyone's heard of Cockatoo Island.
It's, yes.
You know, the centre of the Biennale, and it's, you know, a great cultural site and a great visit, but it used to be a prison.
Oh.
which I'm sure, you know, there might be a few of us and that might be a little surprising. And it was a prison in 1839, and between 1847 and 1857, convicts excavated a dry dock on the island for ship repairs. So that's how it was kind of getting that ship kind of dry dock reputation very early on. But then in 1871, it became a school for orphans and homeless girls, and girls who would obviously come into trouble with the law as well. But in the same year, it was also a ship called Vernon anchored there, and it was a school for 500 homeless and orphan boys.
Okay.
So at the same time, you got girls and boys on this island, and you think, probably not a good idea. And one of the school's administrators, in particular, claimed, and this is, you know how much I love my quotes.
Please. These are great.
The three girls came abreast of the ship in a semi-nude state, throwing stones at the windows of workshops, blaspheming dreadfully, and conducting themselves more like fiends than human beings. I was compelled to send all our boys onto the lower deck to prevent them from viewing such a contaminatory exhibition.
Contaminatory. They just don't speak like that anymore.
They don't, you know, and so shocked and scandalized.
Goodness.
And so I don't want to ruin what happened next. So I'm going to say go to the App Store and Google Play, and you can download the app for free and then download the tour. So
got to
Sydney
do it.
Harbour Island.
What a great, if you haven't gone back to work yet, what a great way. It's beautiful to, as Nicole said, to go and explore the many harbour islands we have here in this city. Nicole, thanks so much.
Thank you.